agencies could soon have a new way to measure and communicate just how much they spend on IT. Transportation Department Chief Information Officer Richard McKinney says agencies need it because they don't have good enough data to make decisions about what projects they should pursue and which ones they should drop. More on that now. From Federal News Radio reporter Nicole Agresco.
The Technology Business Management Council is finalizing a new IT cost reporting framework for federal agencies. The council is made up of private and public sector chief information officers who say they've found a solution that could help federal agencies. The council is coming out with a broader report sometime in March or April. Richard McKinney is the CIO at the Transportation Department, and he's a participant on the council. He says the new framework could take some of the guesswork out of the IT decision-making process. Those decisions are harder, he says, because CIOs don't have good data and information on their IT expenses.
That's the most frustrating thing about trying to create a shared service environment, is to being able to make a business argument where you feel really confident that the value proposition you're putting out is real, that you can back it up. You know, I've made a number of shared service moves in DOT, but most of it's been like on gut instinct.
The council's framework breaks IT cost into specific pools, like labor, hardware and software, outside services, facilities, and communications. CIOs can then break down their costs even further. It lets them see exactly what projects their dollars support and how much money they're spending more broadly on things like email and messaging.
In our common operating environment, we're a chargeback system. It will allow, I believe this is going to allow us to have more accurate billing. You know, I want to be able to go to a business unit and say, here's your bill, have them understand the bill, and then have them be able to make choices about, you mean that application cost me that much a year? Yeah, it does. Well, it doesn't bring me that much value. Let's shut it down. You know, that's what I'm hoping this methodology is going to allow me to have those kind of conversations with the business units.
McKinney says the Office of Management and Budget is interested in the council's work, and it might adopt the framework across agencies once it's finished.
If all of the federal government could adopt this, then we could have meaningful comparisons between departments and organizations and see, you know, one organization's charging X for a service and one is able to do it for Y, then maybe that can drive some shared service opportunities, not only, you know, across agencies, not just within agencies.
Those opportunities are helping agencies like the Federal Communications Commission get rid of older legacy systems and replace them with more cost-effective options. David Bray is the FCC Chief Information Officer. He says the FCC looks much different now than it did when he got there 2 years ago.
They also had more than 85% of their budget tied up in legacy IT. Specifically, they had 207 different IT systems for an agency of only 1,750 people. I sometimes say I felt like Oprah Winfrey. Look under your chair. Congratulations. Everyone's going home with an IT system tonight. And more than half of them were tied up in systems that were more than 10 years old. We had several things that were actually 18 or 19 years old. We had servers that literally weighed a ton each. We had several of those, actually. But 2 years later, using these approaches I just talked about, empowering the edge, diversity, using an ecosystem approach, we got it down to less than 50% of our spend in O&M. And guess how many servers we have on site? Zero.
Bray says now he's seeing some success in cloud computing solutions, and it's freeing up more time and money to do other things.
In a turbulent environment, the number one most important thing nowadays is speed. It's agility. And what the cloud gets us at the FCC is we actually were able to show that we could do something at 1/6 the price, but more importantly, in less than half the time, in some cases 1/3 or even 1/4 the time, as it would take if we did it on premise. We had one case where actually in the past it was $3.2 million, and the estimate was it was probably going to take another 18 to 24 months to update it. We did it for less than $450,000 total, including contractor time, and did it in less than 6 months.
McKinney says transportation is still in a similar boat. Nearly 85% of his IT spend goes toward operations and maintenance. It's a similar story government-wide. OMB says agencies are spending more than 75% of their IT budgets on maintaining legacy IT systems. 24% of those budgets go toward developing and modernizing new technology. Richard McKinney.
That's the road to nowhere. And I've got to figure out a way, you know, like David did, to try to figure out how to drive down my O&M so that I can repurpose this money for modernization, for legacy replacement.
He says the better data is key. It'll help agencies make those decisions more easily, and it could reverse a broader resistance to change.
The experience, the effort is mostly cultural. It's not technical. It's, you know, the proverbial, you know, herding cats. It's trying to get everybody onto the same page to understand that that we're better off together. There's more power together, and that there's the efficiencies that we can get from a shared service environment could free up the resources we need to actually tackle our legacy IT issues.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
And it's easy to share Nicole's story with your colleagues. Just go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.